KNDY Weather Eye Forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We'll continue with low wind chill values for today and a wind chill advisory that will go into effect tonight. Otherwise, throughout the rest of the day, sunny skies, temperatures near 6. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to 10 below. For Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies, a little bit warmer temperatures in the lower 20s. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low near 10, and Wednesday, sunny skies, lower 20s. Currently, it's 1 above.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business. Business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As part of the Global Sustainability Development Goal set in 2015, the U.S. made a commitment to help end global food insecurity by 2030. America enacted the Global Food Security Act in 2016, which seeks to reduce food insecurity and poverty in a variety of ways, including agricultural growth and a broad commitment to improve nutrition. Improvements in global food security are measured by assessing factors like food availability and food access. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN says the percentage of undernourished people in developing countries around the world dropped from 23% to 12% between 1995 and 2015. The International Food Security Assessment finds that undernourishment has more than halved from 1995 to 2015 in the 76 low- and middle-income countries that the USDA regularly tracks. Almost 40% of the world's children were stunted and 25% were underweight in 1990. Well, that number has dropped to less than 25% stunted and less than 15% underweight in 2015. While advanced biofuels are still thought of as the next generation of renewable fuels, corn-based ethanol still makes up most of the nation's fuel supply. In addition to reducing the carbon footprint for America's vehicles, bio-based ethanol was supposed to provide jobs to rural communities and give farmers new revenue sources. Well, 10 years worth of federal incentives were supposed to encourage investment in cellulosic technology, but just 3 plants have been built in the Midwest since 2014. Cellulosic ethanol is much harder to manufacture than grain ethanol because it uses the inedible parts of plants, making it harder for machines to process. Cellulosic companies also faced a challenge like finding a steady supply, fluctuating market, and stalled policy decisions. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Drive in style with a new 2018 Buick Enclave Premium Edition at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville. They have a new 2018 Buick LaCrosse, the new 2018 Chevy Traverse, and a sporty new 2018 Chevy Camaro. Available for your test drive at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
With kind remembrances and best wishes for a bright and special new year, the staff at Citizens State Bank wish you and yours peace on earth and joy to all. At Citizens State Bank in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, you'll find better products, better services, and better banking. Warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season. Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season. May your holidays be merry and the new year filled with friends, family, and good times. From Landall Corporation. Since 1963, Landall Corporation has grown to be a leader in innovative design, world-class manufacturing, and marketing quality products and services. Hope, health, and prosperity in the new year.
Family and friends are a wonderful part of Christmas. Citizens National Bank, headquartered in Greenleaf, has celebrated 100 years of banking excellence, and they thank you for your support and loyalty. A very happy holiday season from the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf. Hometown Lumber and Hardware wishes you all the joys of the season and every happiness throughout the new year. Hometown Lumber can assist you in your house design, kitchen design, or whatever your project might be. May the joys and blessings of the holiday season be yours throughout the year. Joy, joy, joy. As you relish the goodies, decorate every nook and corner of your home, and enjoy the get-togethers, Kike from Bussing, certified public accountants, hope that the joy and festivities continue to radiate in your lives long after Christmas is gone. Now with two locations in Marysville and Seneca, holiday cheer from Kike from Bussing, certified public accountants.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Well, I know you're not looking to give away your trash, but if you've got some treasures you're looking to sell, trade, or even give away, then listen to KNDY AM 1570 Monday through Friday from 9:35 to 10 o'clock and call Party Line at 562-2361. You may even hear a polka or two. Party Line on KNDY, inspiring Northeast Kansas for decades.
Hi, friends, this is Herb Hoflecker, and I'd like to invite you to tune in our little program we call Herb's Country Classics, Sunday evenings right after the 6 o'clock news and weather on KNDY.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only, new customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. An attorney for the family of a black Kansas man fatally shot by police says family members believe officers violated his constitutional rights and did not need to use deadly force. An attorney says that police body camera footage shows that 30-year-old Dominic White was clearly trying to run away when two Topeka officers shot him September 28th near a Topeka park. State auditors have found that less than a quarter of the court-appointed advocates for abused and neglected children they surveyed say prospective same-sex parents are treated differently than heterosexual couples in Kansas foster care system. Auditors also found that about 37% of those surveyed were aware of a child who was moved from or denied placement in an LGBT home. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Febreze Car presents When Stinks Interrupt.
Thanks for the ride, sis.
No problem. Good flight?
Yeah, it... Oh.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Did you stop...
Chicken?
For fast food?
Nuggets.
Not today. Why?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Pro tip, sis. Pick up Febreze Car, then pick up your brother.
Febreze Car has two new ways to drive away embarrassing odors. Now available without heavy perfumes or with extra bold scent.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Pride of the Farm Waters at the top of their game. Years ago, their waters were manufactured with cast iron, but here in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Heated water remodels will water one animal up to 300 head of fat cattle. Heating bills? Well, they can be as low as $15 a year. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Zietlow Distributing, McPherson, Kansas, and Boonville, Missouri, or MFA stores across the Midwest.
Kansas City, Kansas police are investigating after a body was found in the Kansas River. A water pollution staffer found the body yesterday morning. Fire department crews helped retrieve it from the river. Police think the body belongs to a male, but they said the identity and the cause of death is unclear. The body appears to have been on the riverbank for quite a while. Beginning Monday, January 1st, Kansas residents and others will have the option to choose a 365-day auto-renew hunting or fishing license at no additional cost. Previously, a Kansas hunting or fishing fishing license was only valid for the calendar year. This new option allows you to keep your license for a full 365 days, no matter when you purchase it. And many of the licenses can auto-renew, so you don't have to remember to renew it. The 365-day licenses will be available for several different kinds of Kansas sporting licenses. For a full list of licenses available, check out the website, ksoutdoors.com. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Nebraska Governor Ricketts will revive his push for tax cuts in the 2018 session with a package designed to win rural and urban support from rural lawmakers who want to focus on agricultural property taxes and city-dwelling conservatives who are hoping to lower income taxes. The Republican is up for re-election in November. He identified the state budget and taxes as his two top priorities for the session that begins on Wednesday. The U.S. Department of Education is questioning whether Nebraska's system for gauging school performance and whether it'll comply with the new federal education law. Nebraska submitted plans in September under the federal education law called Every Student Succeeds Act. The Department of Education has questioned how the state will meet the annual reporting requirements since it hasn't classified schools since 2015. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout, you're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Kenneth Schwartz, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Liberty, Nebraska Christian Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 4 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Schwartz. Arthur Ben Tice, age 70, of Morrowville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Morrowville Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Ben Tice. Hilda A. Rickenberg, age 86, of Beatrice, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation after 10 a.m. Monday through 9 p.m. Tuesday at Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Hilda Rickenberg. James Ullman, age 92, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in the Du Bois, Nebraska Cemetery. Visitation on Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for James Ullman. Michael O. Mutt Larson, age 65, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Saturday, January 6th, 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family visitation Thursday, 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Michael Mutt Larson. Melvin L. Mill Bartz Jr., age 80, of Blue Rapids, passed away December 25th. Memorial service is planned Saturday, January 13th, 11 a.m. at the Barnes Christian Church. Interment in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home, Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mel Bartz Jr.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
M&R Auto Parts in Frankfort sends season's greetings and good wishes to you and your family for health and happiness throughout the coming year. M&R Auto Parts is your local CarQuest dealer. Rex and his crew wish you a warm and cozy holiday from M&R Auto Parts.
Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind to cherish peace and goodwill. To be plenteous in mercy is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season.
Whatever is beautiful, whatever is meaningful, whatever brings you happiness, may it be yours this holiday season from the State Bank of Axtell. The State Bank of Axtell is a locally owned bank. They give their customers the kind of hometown service they have become accustomed to over the years. Holiday greetings from your friends at the State Bank of Axtell.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, for this New Year's Day, we're still seeing very cold temperatures all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. We're seeing dangerously cold wind chills, so definitely make sure you bundle up. But the good news is we're seeing a little bit of relief as we head towards tomorrow and into Wednesday. We'll see temperatures back up into the lower 20s before we see cool temperatures once again. Otherwise, a high pressure system will pretty much stay across the central and northern parts of the Midwest, bringing dry weather over the next several days. So looking at the forecast, we'll continue with cold wind chills today and a wind chill advisory that will go into effect tonight. Otherwise, sunny skies, temperatures near 6. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to 10 below. Wind chill values as low as minus 19. For Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies, lower 20s. Tuesday night, mostly clear, will drop down to 10. And Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 20s.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
A full moon. Moon, supermoon, and lunar eclipse. Just a few of the heavenly highlights that greet the new year. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 1st, the first day of 2018. Patriot Paul Revere and scientist George Washington Carver were both New Year babies. The new year is greeted by January's full moon, traditionally known as the Wolf Moon. It's also at its closest approach of the year, which makes it a supermoon, appearing larger and brighter than a typical full moon. Supermoons are also associated with higher than average tides, but that's just a warm-up. for a spectacle later in the month. This will be the first of January's two full moons. The second, known as a blue moon, occurs on the 31st. And for the trifecta, there will be an eclipse of the blue moon visible for a portion of our western states. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find out your local moonrise and sunset time at almanac.com.
The Notice Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a like-new 2016 Chevy Equinox, a 2015 Buick Encore, several pickups including a 2014 Chevy Silverado, and a 2005 Dodge Ram 2500. It's priced right at the Notice Motor Company in Marysville.
Main Street Bank wishes the Southern Raiders winter sports teams best of luck. The community is proud of the boys and girls. Win or lose, the Raiders will always be winners in the eyes of their fans. From your friends at Main Street Bank, independent and family-owned for more than 100 years. Member FDIC. Circle D Manufacturing is cheering for the talented Southern Raiders winter sports teams. The athletes' drive and dedication are sure to bring home the wins at the events this week. Good luck from your friends and fans at Circle D Manufacturing in Wymore, specializing in powder coating and custom manufacturing. The Raiders fans at Homestead Fence are cheering for the Wymore Southern High School winter sports teams as the guys and girls take down the opponents at this week's events. Good luck and go fight win from your proud supporters at Homestead Fence in Wymore for all your commercial and residential fencing and decking needs.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Add a bit of bling to your garden with metallic colored plants. They make great additions to containers and garden beds. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Silver plants like plush lamb's ear, variegated Jack Frost Brunera, silver shimmer's lungwort, and Russian sage can brighten a dreary corner of the garden. They also make a nice backdrop, helping nearby flowers stand out in the garden bed or planter. Use copper and bronze leaf plants to add variety and depth to the garden. Select plants that have similar tones and hues as the surrounding building materials, or use them to contrast with blue leaf plants or create a focal point in the garden and container. You'll find bronze and copper leaf coral bell varieties to tuck into planters, use as ground covers, or for mixed borders. Add vertical interest with twisted toffee sedges and bronze baby formium, and add bold texture with bronze peacock rogersia. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
The next time you think about getting a soft drink, think about reaching for a bacon-flavored soda or even a key lime pie pop. It sounds odd, but those are real options here. It's one of our best of 2017 series, and it's next on this edition of the American Countryside.
There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend.
See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. At a place called Pop's, you'll find plenty of what else? Pop.
We have literally 700 plus in the store at all times.
And with over 700 kinds of pop, Marty Depke says you will see some very unusual flavor combinations.
These days, nothing seems strange to me anymore, just with some of the combinations that we've seen here. I mean, we have 7 different types of bacon sodas, so that should tell you enough right there.
That's bacon-flavored soda he's referring to, an unusual taste indeed. Marty says he has noticed one trend lately in pop flavors.
I've seen a lot of food-flavored sodas, and they're really more gimmicky than anything else, because I can assure you they don't taste very good at all. They're popular. People like to satisfy their curiosity, and I don't know if anybody's actually drinking these things or if it's, you know, just for fun.
Food flavor sodas like my bottle of Key Lime Pie Pop that I tried. I must admit, the actual pie is better, but the pop isn't bad. You'll find several sodas from other countries as well.
A lot of the ones, say, from Mexico, a lot sweeter than what we're used to here. And then some of the ones overseas just come up with some strange combinations. Whether it's in England, there's a dandelion and burdock that's a popular soda over there, which we carry here, that to me is just completely odd. For the English travelers that come through here, then they love the fact that we have it. They're drinking it down, and I just don't see how they do it.
And part of Marty's job is knowing exactly what's inside the store.
I've probably had about 1,500 different types over the last few years. As it comes in off the trucks, we'll sit out there and drink them in the warehouse and talk about them. And, you know, sometimes it's fun, and sometimes it's just kind of like, why are we doing this?
It's an interesting place to stop and drink a pop or two. Traveling the countryside in Arcadia, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
Mother Nature likes to remind us that we're not in charge of the weather. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The Farmer's Almanac has been trying to figure her out for 200 years as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
First century weather technology isn't always what it's cracked up to be. Take the Farmer's Almanac, for instance, which is celebrating 200 years of weather predictions. The publication was started in 1818 in Morristown, New Jersey, by a gentleman named David Young. He didn't have any radars or computers. Sandy Duncan is the Farmer's Almanac managing editor. She says Young came up with a set of rules to make his weather predictions.
A set of rules that based a lot of calculations on what was going on in the sky, both astronomically and mathematically. He didn't reveal everything in his calculations except to other weather calculators over the history of the publication. We have updated it somewhat, but still many of his suggestions and rules are in place.
Even today, there are no super radars or gee-whiz technology. The Almanac's long-range weather predictions are made by one guy with a formula.
Our current weather calculator is our 7th weather calculator in 200 years, so when you get the position, you hang been out for a while. He is a real person. However, we decided to keep his true identity protected and secret, so we have a pseudonym for him. He goes by the name of Caleb Weatherby. Pretty much, we don't use technology. We use this formula, and it takes things like sunspot activity, tidal action of the moon, position of the planet, and a variety of other factors.
Duncan credits the longevity of their publication not only with weather forecasting, but everyday tips for farming, gardening, and living well. This year, they're celebrating with a bonus section that includes some of the funniest, most relevant throwbacks from older almanacs. Learn more about the Farmer's Almanac and its 200th anniversary at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
With kind remembrances and best wishes for a bright and special new year, the staff at Citizens State Bank wish you and yours peace on earth and joy to all. At Citizens State Bank in Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, you'll find better products, better services, and better banking. Warm wishes for a wonderful holiday season. Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. From all of us here at KNDY, we wish you and yours the best of the holiday season. May your holidays be merry and the new year filled with friends, family, and good times. From Landall Corporation. Since 1963, Landall Corporation has grown to be a leader in innovative design, world-class manufacturing, and marketing quality products and services. Hope, health, and prosperity in the new year.
Lifetime Vision Center would like the students of Auburn High to know that their dedication and commitment to academics such as choir, band, FFA, and the science team will lead to creating our future leaders. Good luck from Dr. Wright and Dr. Crotty at Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn. Excellence in eye care. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, salutes the awesome Axtell students who strive to achieve the top grade in all areas, including FBLA, FFA, mathematics, and other academics. These students like a challenge, so good luck in the events this week. From State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. State Bank of Odell admires the Diller Odell High students who study hard and excel in academics like music, drama, the arts, science, and FFA. Today's students will be tomorrow's leaders in areas of innovation. The Diller Odell students make the community proud. From State Bank of Odell, Member FDIC.
Chemical spray application is just one area of research and Winfield United's new innovation center. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Winfield United opened a new 55,000-square-foot innovation center in River Falls, Wisconsin this past fall. Winfield's product and market development manager, Eric Spandel.
We take very seriously the support of the products and the agronomic knowledge and the stewardship of products, and bringing to the owners and the growers and the retailers a comprehensive package.
Spandel says the new innovation center replaces an older facility in River Falls, but the company will continue to do research work in the field.
There's no substitute for geographical data when it comes to weed control or certain crops. The environment in Texas is clearly different than North Dakota versus Ohio. So after you do initial screens, you need to get it out to those geographic locations and really get more of the localized data to understand how products work where the growers are.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A petition circulating through Colorado is calling for the National Western Stock Show to end the popular event in its program lineup. The Mutton Busting Competition features kids between 5 and 7 years old try to hang on as long as they can while riding on the back of a sheep. An animal rights group calls the event cruel and barbaric. An online petition was started by a woman in the UK and has gained some 82,000 signatures. The entire Western Stock Show is very violent. That says Aiden Cook, an activist with a group called Direct Action Everywhere. Well, Cook is one of 1,200 Colorado residents who signed the petition. Says if we strapped the kids on the backs of terrified dogs and ran them around our enjoyment, people would be outraged, and it's no different than to sheep. The online petition says the sheep see the child as a predator, and animals often leave the event seriously injured. Well, a statement from the Stock Show says the National Western Stock Show takes animal welfare and safety seriously, and every mutton-busting event has strict rules that are enforced for the safety of both animals and children. Officials in Brazil still expecting to resume exports of fresh beef to the U.S. early next year. A Brazilian ag minister spoke at a recent news conference saying his country expects beef exports to the U.S. will resume very soon, but USDA still has not commented on whether or not it'll lift the ban on fresh beef from Brazil. It was way back in June the U.S. suspended beef imports from Brazil over safety concerns. That came after the U.S. had previously rejected 1.9 million pounds of Brazilian beef in March to June. Authorities say the rejections came from abscesses on the meat products caused by bad reaction to a foot and mouth vaccine. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
And a prosperous new year. And we hope that all of 2018 is a good year for you. The Agricultural Economics Department at Purdue University released a 2018 report that contained 12 different articles looking at different aspects of the agricultural economy. Just some of the aspects covered include cash rents, farmland values, and the price outlook for corn and soybeans. Professor Craig Dobbins says that reducing input costs has been a priority for farmers since 2013, but cash rents, he says, are slower to come down than most. Dobbins says that, quote, reductions in cash rents have occurred. The cash rent per bushel of corn in 2013 was $1.43. Purdue's projected cash rent for 2018 is $1.13 a bushel. That's down 21% over the last 4 years. Professor Chris Hurt says corn farmers have produced record crops 3 of the past 4 years. With ending stocks carrying over, 2017 will have one of the lowest averaging marketing prices in years. Corn acres are expected to decline next year, meaning a possible return to more profitable prices in the next 3 years. Dr. Hurt says even with more soybean acres next year, futures markets are suggesting a 2018 price that's 30 to 40 cents higher than it was in 2017. Different outlooks as to what we might be expecting in the coming year, 2018. Markets closed today, as we pointed out, for the New Year's Day holiday. Back in business tomorrow, as usual. Happy New Year to you and yours from all of us at Mid-America Ag Network.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero, and yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, about to do what nearly everybody in the news media does this time of the year: look back at the top stories, and I'll do that after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
It's something that nearly everybody in the news media does every year at the changing of the year. Select and look back on the year just ending and pick the top news stories of the year. Well, we try to do that in the world of agriculture, but to me, picking the top stories of any category, virtually impossible, because the stories could have little or no effect on some people and a lot of effect on other people. But we like to give it a try, and so put up with it one more year and be thankful it happens only once a year. Because as I look back at the year 2017, it's a year that had some surprises politically, had some surprises as far as crop production is concerned, had some surprises as well on catastrophes in agriculture and the agricultural community. Certainly, the change of occupant in the White House would have to be one of the big stories of the year, if not the biggest, not just for agriculture or the general public or the world, but, well, for all of us. It came as a major surprise to those of us who woke up on the day after the election, and the first headline we heard was, Donald Trump has been elected President of the United States. Came as a shock to a lot of people, because it brought to Washington business not as it has been, but apparently as it's going to be during the next 4 years. That is, if people can stop talking about impeachment. Why anybody would want to bring about an impeachment in the White House, I simply don't understand. I've gone through changes of leadership in the White House, one because of assassination, one because of resignation, and neither one of them very pleasant. Back with a final word after this message.
For the best deal on tires, see your farmer's cooperative Mr. Tire Branch, where our prices include mounting, balancing, new valve stems, installation, and road hazard. Plus, we offer service after the sale with free tire rotation and free tire balance for the life of your tires. And don't forget about our on-the-road tire service. When you need tires, stop by a farmer's cooperative Mr. Tire Center.
Investing in our owner's success.
So beginning tomorrow, we'll look at several of the top stories impacting the world of agriculture. We hope you'll join us for that on National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Mother Nature likes to remind us that we're not in charge of the weather, but the Farmer's Almanac has been trying to figure her out for 200 years on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleitz. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit SuccessfulMarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
21st century weather technology isn't always what it's cracked up to be. Take the Farmer's Almanac, for instance, which is celebrating 200 years of weather predictions. The publication was started in 1818 in Morristown, New Jersey, by a gentleman named David Young. He didn't have any radars or computers. Sandy Duncan is the Farmer's Almanac managing editor. She says Young came up with a set of rules to make his weather predictions.
A set of rules that based a lot of calculations on what was going on in and sky, both astronomically and mathematically. He didn't reveal everything in his calculations except to other weather calculators over the history of the publication. We have updated it somewhat, but still many of his suggestions and rules are in place.
Even today, there are no super radars or gee whiz technology. The Almanac's long-range weather predictions are made by one guy with the formula.
Our current weather calculator is our seventh weather calculator in 200 years, so when you get the position, you hang out for a while. He is a real person. However, we decided to keep his true identity protected and secret, so we have a pseudonym for him. He goes by the name of Caleb Weatherby. Pretty much, we don't use technology. We use this formula, and it takes things like sunspot activity, tidal action of the moon, position of the planet, and a variety of other factors.
Duncan credits the longevity of their publication not only with weather forecasting, but everyday tips for farming, gardening, and living well. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Farmer's Almanac and its 200th anniversary at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, after 2017, the question becomes, is a farm commodity price rally in the offing for 2018? We get the story from Gary Crawford.
For U.S. agriculture, 2017 was yet another year of low farm commodity prices. But what about 2018?
Another year of the same.
Somewhat somber note there from the Agriculture Department's chief economist, Rob Johansson. Here are his preliminary projections for average 2018 crop prices.
Corn coming in at $3.20 a bushel. That's down a little bit from the 2016-2017 crop year price.
Down 16 cents for soybeans.
Soybeans, of course, have been remaining relatively strong in demand from China, but we do see prices coming down to about $9.30 a bushel.
A loss of 16 cents from this past season. Barley prices expected to fall by 36 cents. Some better news, sort of, on the wheat price side. This past season's price, $3.89 a bushel.
We expect that to rebound up to about $4.60 a bushel, but still that's relatively low compared to cost of production.
2017 saw some strength in hog cattle and milk prices. Johansson says those prices will likely fall in 2018. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, officials in Brazil are still expecting to resume exporting fresh beef products to the United States early in 2018. The Brazilian ag minister spoke at a recent news conference saying that his country expects beef exports to the United States will, quote, resume very soon. However, the USDA still hasn't commented on whether or not they will lift its ban on fresh beef from Brazil. It was back in June that the U.S. suspended beef imports from Brazil over safety concerns. That came after the U.S. had previously rejected 1.9 million pounds of Brazilian beef from March to June. Authorities say the rejections came from abscesses on the meat products caused by a bad reaction to the foot and mouth vaccine. Brazil is the world's largest beef exporter. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's good news. Power feeds are now available in pellet and cube form for cattlemen.
PTUSA is introducing Power Cubes, a 20% protein cube that's an excellent supplement for your cattle and one of the most valuable protein sources available. Power Cubes are available in bulk and soon in bag and can be delivered or picked up at the plant in York, Nebraska. Power Cubes from PTUSA, the next generation of feed. Call David today at 402-509-8775 or go online to dialinyourfeed.com. That's dialinyourfeed.com.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full-service station.